Hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is George, the senior officer. How are you doing today?
Who are you, sorry?
My name is George, and I am the senior officer from National Crime Agency. How are you doing today?
National Crime Agency. Is that an Australian company?
Well, it's a government organization who deal with all the cyber criminal activities.
Right. I'm a little bit concerned because how do I know that I just haven't been dealing with a scammer?
Okay, no problem. Can you just give me 5 minutes because, you know, I need to just start a scanning on your computer. Just with the controller.
I thought that's what the man was doing.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch your computer, all right? Leave it as it is.
Well, how do I know you're not getting into it and getting information now?
Not at all, because I'm not doing anything on your computer. You can see it. It's just a normal scanning, that's all, right?
Okay.
So don't worry, everything is going to be done in front of your own eyes. You don't have to, you know, take any kind of intent. Just give me a moment. All right, something is not working correctly. Can you just do one thing?
What's that?
On the left-hand side, on the top, can you see new session?
Not for the moment,
sorry. Very top, on the left-hand side, on your computer. Can you see new session?
New session, yes.
Give a click on that.
Right.
Okay, can you see the option which is saying install AnyDesk on this device?
Yes.
Give a click on that.
I'm not sure about all this.
Don't worry. This is just connection which will going to be established between you and our server, so we can start the scanning and try to just show you all the things, whatever is happening on your computer. Don't worry. Give a click on accept and install. Give a click on yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it installed completely or it's asking install or don't install?
Would you like to install this software?
Yes.
I'm just thinking that this is, I wouldn't know if you are scammers or not. That's my problem.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to be there with you every time.
Well, you can see why I would worry. We hear so much on the news about us and people get conned into things.
Exactly.
And so how can I verify that this is a genuine thing?
I can understand, even we are following the news and all that, so don't worry.
Okay, and what do I do now?
I'm trying to just connect you with our server, just give me a moment.
And so you're from the National Crime Agency,
mm-hmm.
Did you say? So you're
yes.
Saying National...
Okay, can I... put your call on hold for just 2 or 3 minutes.
Sure.
Well, thank you. Give me a moment.
I think I'm being scammed, Mum.
You are.
I'm feeling sick.
You are.
Well, now they've got it going on my computer and they're getting all access to my
computer.
Because they said that one's locked up and I have to use this one.
Oh.
And this is the one with the banking information in it. Because there is no National Crime Agency.
What did they say?
Yeah. Oh, they told me I have to do all this stuff, and now they've got access to my computer, and they're getting every information out of it. I'm feeling sick. I want to check the balances on the. Hello?
All right, I'm back.
Hello.
Yes, I'm back. Okay, can you tell me what you can see on the computer screen? Because you're in my system, it's not showing everything correctly.
I've got AnyDesk. Now, listen, I'm just wondering, I've just looked up National Crime Agency, and it doesn't say National Crime Agency in Australia.
You can see the National Crime Agency in United Kingdom, if I'm not wrong, right?
Someone told me, and you told me, it was an Australian number. And so
yes,
I said, it's National Crime Agency of Australia, and there's not a National Crime Agency of Australia.
Well, ma'am, if you have seen everything on internet, that's not going to be showing you the accurate result, all right? So don't worry. Right now, we already working on everything. We are actually employed to just control all the criminal activities which is done by the, you know, fraudster, international fraudster all over the world. So that's what we are doing. Just give me a moment. All right. I'm just checking. Can you see the scanning has been started on your screen?
Yes. But I did
Thank
ask
you.
That first man, is someone going to, am I going to do something and people take over my computer? And he said, no.
No, not it will not going to be happen because this problem is actually related with server. So that's why. I'm checking it. No, it's not working. Ma'am, is there will be any problem if this scanning will going to be stay in your computer today until, you know, tomorrow until around 9 o'clock, I'm going to give you a call.
What was that, sorry?
Like, the problem is, right now, our some of the system is not working correctly here, right? Just because it's, you know, it's end of the day. So, can I give you a call tomorrow around 9 o'clock and you cannot, you know, you cannot use your computer till tomorrow 9 o'clock?
No, no, I'm not happy about that, no. Can I get this all taken off for now, please? And I don't want to be doing, having people access my computer till 9 o'clock. Definitely not.
Well, if even I am going to leave, stop this scanning and everything, one thing you need to remember, you cannot use the computer. Like, you need to shut it down right now and you cannot use it until tomorrow.
No, I need to use it now. So I'm not happy about that at all. I need you to take this all off and stop the scanning.
Hold on. Why you are actually frightened? Why you are like, behaving?
I think it's normal to be. You see it all on the news, how people get scammed. So I just want you to stop having access to my computer now, and I'll ring the National Crime Investigation people and see what they can do.
Ma'am, come again, what you have told me.
Beg your pardon?
I'm asking, like, you are very confused, and you are just doubting us very badly. Can you just tell me why you are doubting us?
Because we hear so much in the news. What was your name, sorry?
My name is George.
George who?
George Williams.
Is that actually your name?
Yes.
Right, can you, how do I remove the access that I gave you to my computer?
Don't worry, you have the access. We are not authorized to get the access of your computer. So you can do
whatever you want. You are moving my mouse and that sort of thing, so how do I stop that?
Okay. I was not moving the mouse. It's the artificial intelligence who was just doing something. If there is problem on your computer or you are not able to do it, so in that case. By the way, can you just tell me how old you are?
I am 58.
You are 58 years old, right?
Yeah, why is that? Why do you need to know that information?
Well, I was just thinking, are you a citizen, senior citizen, like beyond 65 or not? That's all. Because
now, how do I remove the access that you had to my computer?
On.
I want to take that.
I'm telling you one thing. In the recent survey, in the recent research, we have found 70% of the victim who has been falling for the online criminal activities is beyond 65 years old. That's why I was asking.
And how do you know that information?
Because you have given us a call, we have searched, and we have found it out. Okay?
Right. Can you just remove that access that you had from my computer, please?
I can tell you, you have lots of questions in your mind. Right.
Beg your pardon?
I can tell you, you have lots of questions in your mind. But after getting the answer, you are not getting satisfied.
No, I'm not, because I don't want someone to have access to my computer for 24 hours or for 17 hours or whatever it is. I don't think that's right. It doesn't sound right to me.
Okay, shut down your computer. Shut down your computer. Switch it off.
Well, that's what you want me to shut it down. I want you to tell me how can I get rid of that any desk. How do I get rid of that?
We will going to do it tomorrow. Don't worry about that.
No, I want it gone now. Can you tell me how to get rid of it now, please?
No, I cannot. I'm not allowed to do it.
You're not allowed to tell me how to get rid of something that you asked me to put on?
There's something I'm telling you. You are in danger. Your computer is giving the access to the foreigner hackers. And you are saying to just remove that any desk without the work has been done, without the removal work has now completed. Is that making any sense? Ma'am,
can you tell me the phone number of the agency that you work for?
I cannot tell you anything. Listen to me now.
You can't tell me the phone number of the agency that you work for.
Do this, do that. What do you think?
No, I'm asking you. I'm just asking you for the phone number of the agency that you work for, the National Crime Agency.
You don't have to ask anything. I'm not able to give you anything. Just do one thing. Shut down the computer right now and wait for my call by tomorrow. I'm going to
get no, I'm not going to shut down my computer. I want you to tell me how to get rid of that thingy, and I want you to I'm asking you the phone number for the National Crime Law Agency.
Well, if your computer is only going to be frozen up, and if the information from your computer is going to be leaked, if your financial information is going to be hacked, then please don't blame us. This call has been recorded. You are not following the instructions, but if there will be any problem, you will going to visit the nearest police, and you will going to just find out that you are become a victim unknowingly, right?
No, now, all I want, George, is for you to tell me the phone number of the agency that you work for. That is a fair question.
I am telling you, you having a problem, suppose in your body, you are visiting the doctor, and if the doctor is telling you something, giving you some medicine, and if you will going to be questioned out that medicine, definitely the doctor won't going to help you.
I could ask it to see his license or something like that, and he would show it to me. All I'm asking for you is the phone number for the National Crime Agency that you work for.
You have already asked me lots of things, so don't worry. Now, I'm telling you one thing.
If you were a professional person, you would tell me the name, number of the crime authority that you work for.
I'm really sorry. Please think whatever you want to think. But I will not going to give you any other information. Just wait for my call tomorrow. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Well,
that's all I have.
Today. I think I'm going to ring the National Crime people. Okay, thank you,
guys. You don't have the number. You cannot call National Crime Agency. So don't worry. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. All right?
No, it's not okay. You would give me the phone number so I could check your credentials if you were from a genuine place.
It's okay. I will going to give you a call tomorrow around 9 o'clock. If you wish, you
I won't be here. I won't be here. I have to work.
You have to work, then I'm going to give you a call earlier. You can tell me your convenient time.
No, look, this is ridiculous.
It's
obviously bad, and...
You are making it ridiculous, all right?
No, if you were a genuine person, you would tell me the phone number that I can check to see if you're a genuine person.
It's okay. I'm not here working to give proof or making someone believe that who I am. Don't worry. I am just completing my work, and that is what my responsibility is, all right? If suppose every person... me identification over the phone, and if I'm telling something they're not believing, so it is completely waste of time. So please continue thinking whatever you want to think. If you think I'm not...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Melbourne.
From Melbourne. Right, the last fellow called me.
Should I call you tomorrow now?
No, you shouldn't.
Tell me the time. Tomorrow, tell me the time.
I'm not interested. I want to know how to get that any desk off my computer so you can't be accessing it
anymore. Sorry. Your line was breaking up. Can you call again?
I said I'd like to know how to get that any desk thing off my computer so you can't have access to it or not.
Ma'am, can you just tell me one thing? Why you are so suspicious?
Well, what do you think? We get told all the time to be suspicious, and you're not just you can't even tell me a phone number of who you say you work for. So, of course, I'm going to be suspicious. If you gave me the phone number of the National Crime Agency and I could contact them and check your credentials, then maybe I could believe that you're who you are. In the meantime,
no.
You've got access to my computer.
I'm telling you what is going to happen. If you were going to ring us on the number which I have given you, again, you will going to be coming with lots of questions. Don't worry. You know, we are working in this field for so long that we have all the knowledge properly. So that's why we are not allowed to give anyone the phone number or anything of National Crime Agency. We can simply locate you the foreign IP address and all the things which we having the control on it, all right?
Well, I'm going to ring someone, and if I... Okay, I'm going to hop off now, but I do want to know how to get the AnyDesk off my computer, so I'll have to ring someone else for support purposes to find out how to do that.
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, and then we can do it. All right.
Don't bother calling me tomorrow because I'm not here.
Then tell me your convenient time, please, so I can give you a call at that point of time.
Look, I'm going to hop off. Bye.
Okay, hold on. I'm telling you how you can remove the UNIDAS.
Pardon me?
I'm going to tell you how you can remove the UNIDAS. Give me a moment.
Okay, thank you. They've got access to my computer and to your banking details, Mum.
I'm sorry, what you whispered?
I said I'm concerned that you now have access to my banking details and my mother's.
Can you tell me one thing? You are the owner of this computer, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You normally logged into your bank with this computer, right?
That's right.
Okay. Now, without sharing details to anyone, how could anyone have your banking details if they are not the hacker? You know, a hacker not need any kind of permission. But if there will be any officials or anything who's working on your computer, they cannot have a single detail of yours, all right?
Well, I don't know because, like I've been told, the hacker's got the information, and so therefore I'd like to speak to someone, and you won't verify who you are or won't let me have a number so I can verify. So can you just remove that from me, please? I can see you using my computer now.
Yes, my artificial intelligence is doing that. Give me a moment. Okay, I'm just trying to just removing everything. Give me a moment. Just check whether you have the any disk or not.
How do I check that?
Okay. On your screen, can you see anything?
I've closed it off, so no, I can't see anything now.
Okay, thank you. It's all deleted. Now, can you tell me?
Yes.
Can you tell me when should I give a call tomorrow?
Hang on, what do you need to give me a call tomorrow for?
I haven't done anything. I haven't removed anything. The fraudster can attack your computer again tomorrow. That's why I need you to call tomorrow.
But what are you going to do tomorrow?
Okay. I need to just start malicious removal tools on your computer, and so we're going to remove all the hacking tools. And we're simply just going to, in the end of all the things, we're simply just going to give you some tips and tricks how you can use your computer so it will not going to be happen again in future.
Because so you're telling me that anything that you put on my computer is now gone?
Well, I have tried to do so because I haven't done anything. It's all done by my artificial intelligence. What I told you earlier, I don't have access of the computer. I have just given the instruction to my artificial intelligence. Might be it has been got removed completely.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you. I'm going to hop off now. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.